This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay, and Daryl.
Now, some of you may remember the name Michael Hayden. He's a, general. He's the former director of the NSA, who then later became the director of the CIA. So this guy has had the ability to be in charge of two of the most privacy-invading, you know, anti-liberty organizations that are known to man. That's who Michael Hayden is.
I'm going to call him Peeping Tom.
Well, he may very well be doing that, too. I mean, they can do that easily with the tools that they have. And we talked about this guy. The first time I heard about him was after the Edward Snowden releases started coming out in 2013, and then, you know, more came out over time. This is the guy who was like the main go-to personality for the television networks, the CNNs, the Fox Newses, you know, all these companies with the talking heads. He was the guy they interviewed. And
all right.
he was the guy who trotted out all the explanations and excuses and lies. So what they would do is Snowden would release, or the news would release information from Snowden. Hayden would come out on television and start to, you know, just tell lies to try to paper over the information that had come out. And then more information would come out proving that he was lying. Well, he's still being trotted out. There, he made an appearance last night on the Stephen Colbert Show, which, you know, is basically a mouthpiece for the state, apparently, at this point. He's not the funny Stephen Colbert anymore. He's, you know, the statist Stephen Colbert. And he has Hayden on, former CIA director and NSA director, on The Late Show last night. The video clip that I have here is 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes long. I haven't watched the entire thing, but I've sort of jumped through it, and it's just sort of this jovial, oh, CIA director Hayden, you're so funny. You know, they're just laughing with one another and just, you know, having a good old time talking about the state that's spying on people and stealing money and is violent and terrible. So this guy's on there just acting like, you know, he's buddy-buddy with Stephen Colbert, and, hey, you should trust this guy. He works for the government. And so then they get to this part of this conversation. So just, by the way, this is in reference to what's happened with WikiLeaks coming out with this shocking, for some people, information about Vault 7, this trove of documents that is over 8,700 documents and files that reveal all kinds of revelations about the CIA spying on people, getting into their phones and their computers. That, you know, we recapped quite a bit of it at the beginning of the last hour. We talked about it in detail last night, and again, more information is coming out. WikiLeaks says this 8,700 documents is less than 1% of the entirety of the Vault 7 chest that they have yet to release. I mean, they've got a whole bunch more that's still to come here. We found out that they can control your OnStar. They can take control of your car and, you know, run your car into an oncoming traffic.
They can turn your smart TV into what they call a fake off mode.
There's a listening. It turned it into a spying device, basically.
Telescreen. It's a telescreen.
Yeah, and so that's actually what he's going to address here in these comments. The beginning portion, the first 5 minutes of the clip, so this is toward the end of the clip, the first 5 minutes are more talking about Trump and the spying allegations and all that, and who really cares about that? So let's get into the more relevant portion that has to do with WikiLeaks, which is right here.
Oh, I can tell you that these tools would not be used against an American. Why not?
That's a lie right there. Lie number one.
That's what their intention is.
To use it against you?
Absolutely.
And, you know, whenever I hear, you know, one of these people trotted out, the thing that keeps popping into my mind is the interaction that Senator Ron Wyden had with James Clapper, who at the time was the director of National Intelligence, where Wyden said or asked, quote, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? Clapper, no, sir.
No, sir.
Wyden, it does not. Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently perhaps collect, but not wittingly.
Inadvertently collect data on millions of Americans.
Yeah, we just do it by accident.
Yeah. And then, you know, this is similar to lies that Hayden has told in the past as well when he was trying to cover up for the NSA collecting information.
Right. And then it was just a couple of months after Clapper said, not wittingly, that Edward Snowden gave the information to journalists who released it that showed, yeah, they in fact do wittingly and knowingly and intentionally collect information on millions of Americans, possibly hundreds of millions of Americans.
So let's continue here. So that's lie number one. I mean, to just flat out lie, oh yeah, we're not going to use this against Americans. BS. We continue here, and I suspect that, you know, percentage number two of the WikiLeaks release that has not yet come out. Again, they're only up to less than 1%. So I bet you within the next 1%, you'll have hard evidence that they've been using these tools against actual Americans. Here we go, though.
Who's against an American? Americans are the ones who buy the Samsung TVs. I've got four Samsung TVs.
Yeah, I've got them. Actually, this afternoon, this being an item of interest, I did some quick research. It's a non-scientific sample. There are some bad people in the world who have Samsung TVs, too.
Right.
And so NSA developed...
How does he know that? Just based on, like, you know, the laws of probability?
Non-scientific research, he said, right?
That's what he said.
Just right, but what was his research? Like, did he just, you know, walk into a bathroom and sit down on the toilet and decide that?
Yes, well, this guy knows
people?
A lot of bad people. He works in the district of criminals. All of his buddies are he's a bad
he
guy.
Is a bad person. How does he define bad people? Well, is it someone with a criminal record? Because that would be roughly one-third of all adults in the United States.
Yeah. Let's go on.
Tools, CIA develops tools that we can use. We just went through the drill about FISA and how you get a warrant.
Wait, you mean the tools that have now been released to the public, basically? I mean, not it was inadvertent, but the CIA's tools
not
that was
wittingly.
Part of the, yeah, the part of the revelations was that the CIA has all these elite hacking tools, or I should say had all these elite hacking tools, which have now leaked out into the wild. So now the very same tools the CIA can use against you or some foreign government or whoever their target might be, those very same tools can be used by those foreign governments and by any old hacker who can get their hands on them.
Cool.
Now that they're out there.
You got to go to a judge. That protects you and me, all U.S. citizens, all the time.
Wait, he's talking about going to a FISA judge to get warrants? I'm pretty sure the NSA didn't do that crap.
And the judges just rubber stamp everything anyways.
That's correct.
Well, even if they did, some of those warrants were just so broad to where it's like everybody that's ever used the word the.
Right? Yeah, they really do just stamp whatever comes in front of them.
But there are people out there that you want us to spy on.
Really?
You want us to have the ability to actually turn on that listening device inside the TV to learn that person's intentions. This is a wonderful capability.
Oh, Dr. Evil.
Yeah. I heard this on the radio this morning. I thought, okay, we got to play that.
Can you go back
you
and just
back
play like the last 10 seconds of what he said so that I can try to interpret from psychopath tyrant to normal human speak?
There, that you want us to spy on. You want us to have the ability to actually turn on that listening device inside the TV to learn that person's intentions. This is a wonderful capability.
I don't want them to be able to do that.
The only people that I want to know their intentions are the horrible, petty tyrants that are elected to public office, but I don't want to know what their intentions are when they're, you know, like, not being petty tyrants.
Or the ones that are appointed, like this guy here.
But Jay, he's still a petty tyrant.
Look, it's scary. There's these scary people out there. Don't we want the government to be able to spy on the scary people?
The scary people are in the government.
Okay, Hitler.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more from General Michael Hayden, the very same man who covered up for the NSA, which he used to be the head of, and is also now covering up for the CIA, which he also used to head. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want right here, toll free, 855 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Also, you can get your online shopping done and help Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You go there, and you can order whatever it is that you're looking to buy. Yeah, through Amazon. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase that you make when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. Just go and get your shopping done and get the stuff that you want. Get the same great Amazon prices you're used to and help Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here in a moment, but I want to finish up with the audio here from the Michael Hayden, the other character. So you mentioned James Comey earlier. You talked about some of the stuff he was saying. He's the current FBI director. Hayden is the former director of the CIA and former director of the NSA. He directed the NSA first and then moved on to the CIA. And it's, you know, he's lying here, of course, in his interview with what the hell is his name? Stephen Colbert. And we're going to play some more of that coming up here in moments. But you can dig back into this guy's past. There's a piece here of The Guardian from 2014 by Trevor Tim titled Stop Believing the Lies, America Tortured More Than Some Folks and Covered It Up. Well, guess what? Mr. Hayden was doing interviews in the media about the torturing that the CIA was doing, and as the author here points out, he has lied multiple times about this. Pretty much every time he opens up his mouth, this guy is telling lies.
So I got a bunch of friends that are Trump supporters. So did Trump have trot this guy out because he's just a known pathological liar just to further discredit the government?
Oh, I don't know if it's Trump who's trotting him out. It's the media who goes to this guy.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Like, you know, he's a media darling. He's a talking head character. Yep. He shows up all over the place. And he's, you know, he just covers everything up here. As media organizations, this is from The Guardian in 2014, as media organizations continue turning to Hayden for comment time and again, they should understand the Senate report indicates that basically every time he's opened his mouth about so-called enhanced interrogation over the past decade, he's been lying. And so, again, you can dig into this guy, and it's just, you know, he's the major cover-up guy here for the federal government. Let's continue, though, with the current audio from last night on the Stephen Colbert Show, which is now called The Late Show on CBS. Let's continue here. I'm going to jump back the audio real quick in case somebody's just tuning in to one of the more shocking portions. And here it is.
People out there that you want us to spy on, you want us to have the ability to actually turn on that listening device inside the TV to learn that person's intentions.
No, and here's why. Okay, so we disagreed with him earlier, but here's one of the reasons why I don't want the government to be able to do that. Because we know they will use it against us. Sure, there are some bad people out there. As you pointed out, Jay, many of them work for the government. But aside from that, there are some other genuinely bad people out there that, you know, in theory, that's what this guy is hearkening to. Like, ooh, the scary people, the, you know, the boogeyman out there that we need to be able to spy on. Sure, those people do exist, no doubt about it. But the problem with the government is, you can't give them a little bit of control. They want to take it all.
And they can spy on your neighbor, they can spy on you, and there's nothing that should make you think that they won't.
Well, and you could tell yourself, well, I don't care because I don't have anything to hide. Go ahead, spy on me, government.
How do you know you don't have anything to hide? There's
exactly
more laws than you could read in, like, 20,000 years. There are estimates that everyone commits 3 felonies a day. And this is one of the reasons that I know I'm one of the few libertarians that opposes police body cameras, but the reason I do is because I don't want there to be stationary surveillance cameras downtown. Why the hell would I want there to be mobile surveillance cameras rolling around downtown?
So this government is a finely tuned parasite that has just gotten more, you know, skills and tools to further grow the parasite. And
that's right.
That's all that this spying stuff will do is further grow the parasite, because most of these people in government, especially the ones in the deep state, they want to keep it alive. They want to keep their cushy jobs. They want to have their nice golden retirement funds. And even the people right down to your local town employees, You know, they literally want to keep this government working because it works well for them.
And the more data they can collect on you, the more control they have over you, the more leverage that they have over you. And as you pointed out, Daryl, you don't know what laws you're breaking. So you may believe that you're this law-abiding person, but the average person apparently commits like 3 felonies a day.
Right.
You don't even realize it. There's so many different laws. And so you don't want to give them this power because it will only be a matter of time before they're going to use it against you and may already be doing so. Let's continue with more from Michael Hayden on The Late Show.
This is a wonderful capability. You give the intelligence community $53 billion a year. Mm-hmm. You got to get something for your
waste.
Money.
You give the intelligence community $53 billion a year. You ought to get something for your money. What, get spied on?
I don't think the people give it to them. It is force.
That's right.
It is extracted.
I've never
by
given
force.
It to them voluntarily.
Right. They threaten to kill you if you don't pay your taxes.
Yeah, if a mugger comes up to you in Central Park or Central Square, wherever, sticks a gun in your face and says, "Give me your money or else," and then says, "But I'll let you pick where $5 of what I take from you goes." You've not donated to charity. You've still been robbed. And no matter what good he does with it, he's still a criminal. And that's the same thing with these government agents, to where they're like, "Oh, well, we get our money because, reasons. So therefore, you should get it." No, stop stealing people's money.
I've got a good accountant. I don't actually give that much. Well, let me ask you this. So I shouldn't be worried about that kind of stuff.
Look, we're all Americans. We're all distrustful of government. It's in our DNA.
The guy that spies on people says that we're all distrustful. Yeah. Does that mean that he's distrustful of all of his colleagues? Does that mean that he's worried that he might be spied on by his colleagues because he's part of the government and he's supposedly, like all Americans, distrustful of government?
Well,
I don't believe him.
At least you're admitting that this technology is here and we don't have to just hear it from crazy people like Alex Jones anymore.
He's a liar, so it's good that you don't believe him because, look, we've seen the numbers. Americans do trust government. I mean, the police? It was like 70-something percent support the police.
Right, but there's also other polls that show that, 60% of Americans say that the federal government does not have the consent of the governed.
It depends. Depends where you ask. I mean, if you go to a gun club on Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, it's going to be primarily police supporters. One of my friends who works for the NRA is driving her nuts now because everywhere she goes to all these gun club events, it's a whole bunch of basically tyrant cops at all these Second Amendment things and involved with these gun clubs. So, this is where you ask the question.
And then I saw a picture on Facebook where somebody had the Blue Lives Matter sticker and a Don't Tread on Me sticker on the back of their car.
Yeah,
and he thinks you're confused.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you trust the government?
Nope.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and I got to work under a table. table or a computer table and work on a computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
We are playing some audio, a clip from last night's Stephen Colbert Late Show with Michael Hayden, the former CIA director and former NSA director. So I don't know how many people have the unique title of being able to claim to have been in control of both of the most invasive and outrageous, or two of the most invasive and outrageous federal government organizations. But this guy can claim that. And beyond that, he's had all kinds of interesting, you know, stories in the past about his dishonesty. Here's another one. I've just kind of been digging around here from Business Insider back in 2014. The headline, the CIA lied to everybody about its torture techniques. You skip down through the article where they talk some of the headlines here. President Bush was ill-informed and even lied to. The CIA lied to the Department of Justice. The CIA director, ACI director, misled the Senate. That's the section I'll share with you here. In April of 2007, so long before Edward Snowden ever came around, former CIA director Michael Hayden provided the Select Committee on Intelligence with inaccurate information about enhanced interrogation techniques and their effectiveness. That's torture, by the way, folks, for those who don't recall. And their effectiveness at a hearing, according to the report. The report found that Hayden gave senators inaccurate testimony about the interrogation process, threats against the detainees' families, the punching and kicking of detainees, detainee hygiene, denial of medical care, dietary manipulation, the use of waterboarding and its effectiveness, and the injury and death of detainees. He lied about all those things in front, or gave inaccurate testimony.
Alternative facts.
Yeah. Hayden also told the Senate committee that he didn't believe CIA personnel had expressed reservations about the techniques that were used In reality, one medical staff member said the methods made him, quote, psychologically very uncomfortable, unquote. Several staffers were, quote, profoundly affected to the point of, quote, choking up, according to the reports. So this guy is just Mr. Cover-Up. That's what he does.
Well, I'm going to sort of play devil's advocate here. Maybe he just never saw the report, which is why he didn't know about any of this. So it may have been an accurate statement that he said of, well, I never heard any of that.
Well, I suppose the CIA director could have absolutely no idea about all the torture and the things going on in his own organization.
But no. Not about the torture, but about the people having reservations.
Oh, I didn't that know was only one of the lies. That was only one of the lies. I see what you're saying, but he also lied about all the other things that I mentioned, including the abuse of the detainees and hygiene and denial of medical care, dietary manipulation.
Is this guy a lawyer, too, by any chance?
I don't know. I bet if we dug around, we'd find that's the case.
And I don't know. Here's another one of those things of how did they ask the question? Did they ask, are you aware that this is happening? Did they ask, did you instruct people to do these things? Because those are two completely different questions. Because, chances are he never instructed anybody to torture anyone, but he gave, bare minimum instructions, per se, to where, that leads to torture. That's what Zimbardo, the guy that oversaw the Stanford prison experiment.
Right.
Vague instructions, maybe.
He was a expert witness in the Abu Ghraib trial. For the state, to where he said, you don't have to tell people to torture people. You just give them minimal instructions, and they'll wind up torturing people on their own.
Let's go on with more from last night. Michael Hayden, professional liar for the government here, former CIA, former NSA director, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Shouldn't be worried about that kind of stuff.
We're all Americans. We're all distrustful of government. It's in our DNA, even the former director of this and that.
Let me ask you this. Do you, on your computer, put a piece of tape over the camera?
No, I do not.
You do not?
I do not.
I can't wait for the tapes to come out. Director, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, so much laughter. So funny, this guy. On the Colbert Show. So you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Of course, I'm being facetious. It's not funny at all. But yet people, I hope they're laughing uncomfortably rather than laughing because they genuinely think that conversation was entertaining in some way. Because it was creepy.
That conversation was supposed to be entertaining?
Well, you heard people laughing throughout it.
Well, in that studio, I'm sure there's an applause sign that lights up.
There could be.
They probably all ordered to laugh. It's part of the gig to be there.
It's a creepy conversation, one that absolutely embraces the idea of the complete surveillance state, while at the same time claiming that, oh, no, don't worry. We won't be using this on Americans. We won't be. Your viewers, your listeners, you don't have to worry. You're in good hands with the government. You can trust us. It's not like I haven't lied to you 1,000 times before. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Kyle is in Guam. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Kyle?
Hey, I have a question about intellectual property. It's something that came up between me and my friends. What would you say is the underlying principle to show that intellectual property is not morally right? And I also understand that libertarians aren't all united on this.
So I will borrow an idea from Davy Barker, who I don't know if he originated this idea or if he borrowed it from someone else, but the claim of intellectual property, I own an idea, is to basically claim a homestead right over someone else's brain. Because if, we converse, ideas are exchanged, you then have, ideas in your head of what I said. If you then try to share that without my permission, and I claim intellectual property, I am claiming homestead over part of your brain, saying you cannot use the synapses that are firing in this particular order because those synapses belong to me. And then also there's the lunacy of, if, let's just say you visit somebody's house and you're looking around and you're like, oh, I really like the way you have the cabinet set up in the kitchen and this island. And then you go and you design a kitchen that looks, you know, somewhat similar to theirs. Have you stolen their kitchen? Have you deprived them of their kitchen?
That's a good point. Another argument I've heard made is, like, when it comes to copyright on music or whatever, the idea there is you have, let's say, a CD, and you burn some music to that CD. Copyright is basically, in this case, the state saying, if you burn holes in that piece of plastic and aluminum in the same exact pattern as the other piece of plastic and aluminum, then you are a criminal. You've then supposedly stolen the ideas, the song of that other person by simply doing what you want with your property, and you can go to jail for that.
And then the most asinine copyright case that I know of is Steve Fogerty versus Steve Fogerty, to where the record label that he was with sued the record label that he had signed with because one of the songs sounded too much like a song that he had previously written, and then he had to pay himself $10 million. Of course, you know, it was the record label paying the other record label, but the case was like Fogerty v. Fogerty.
Yeah, the lawyers made out good on that one, I
bet. Oh, yeah, on both sides.
What I don't like about IP is the fact that it's just another victimless crime.
Right.
It's just people are going to be, you know, in prison, they're going to be beaten, they're going to be possibly killed.
But wait, Jay, you say it's victimless. Anybody. I mean, you're taking money out of the hands of the copyright holder. I mean, you're hurting
not
them.
Not necessarily.
So
there's no real
money he already had.
And also,
yeah, but you're taking money that he would have earned because if you hadn't shared the CD,
you cannot know that for certain. During the entire lifetime of Leonardo da Vinci and William Shakespeare, there was no such thing as intellectual property.
Mm.
But does that make the Mona Lisa somehow less valuable because somebody has painted a replica of it?
Oh, there are plenty of those, yeah.
It makes the Mona Lisa more valuable because people want to go see the original thing.
Right. Kyle, if you want to stand by, we can continue the discussion here. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. I forget who it was that described intellectual property this way, but I like it. Monopoly privilege. Basically, the government grants you a monopoly, a violent monopoly, over an idea.
Not just you, your estate for 70 years after your death.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hell, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife,
It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here and join us on the radio. We're talking about intellectual property, which is another way of saying the government granting you a monopoly over your ideas and backing that monopoly with violence, if necessary.
And not just granting you a monopoly on the ideas, but granting your estate for 70 years after your death.
That's in the case of copyright.
Yes.
Patents are a little different, right?
Patents are a little different, but...
still, same
it's
concept.
It's still some lengthy amount of time depending on the patent.
Which reduces competition in the case of patents.
Even though the claim is that we need copyright and patents to... encourage innovation. How the hell do you encourage innovation by stifling creativity?
Right, and that's one of the things that copyright does, is it prevents people from, let's say, making fan fiction and
well, that's
possibly
also one of the things
of
that patents do, because your device is too similar to another device,
right?
Even though there's, you know, these ads that you see on TV of, we can help you get a patent even if you're just modifying an existing device. But if your modification is of something that might still be patented or patentable, then you might not be able to get a patent on it.
Well, those ads are being run by attorneys who want to get your money.
Right. And then there are other things, and this is something that I think we covered last Thursday, to where, you know, people wind up getting patents issued on things that you know they did not create. Amazon, not too long ago, got a patent on a photo with a white background. You know they did not create that.
Right.
Patent trolls, right? You got these patent
trolls
that just harass people like crazy, and they just... patent trolls, they make millions and millions of dollars.
They just sit on patents and sue people.
And then intellectual property also seems to deny the reality that multiple people can come up with the same idea or a very similar idea at about the same time, completely independently of one another.
Right, but whoever registers with the government is the one who
That's
wins.
Why Alexander Graham Bell is listed as the inventor of the telephone, because he got the paperwork to the patent office first.
Kyle is with us in Guam. Kyle, if you got more thoughts, you said you were having conversations with friends about this subject, and you were kind of, you wanted us to weigh in. You know, what sort of things were you hearing in those conversations? Did you want to share something from that? Kyle in Guam? Kyle going once.
Hello?
Kyle, hello. Hello, we got you.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Did you hear my question?
So some of the Okay. So some of the things that we talked about were things like he has a business where, you know, he wants to sell certain things, and he would have liked to have kind of like a, like, let's say something like the fidget cube. If he had made something similar to that, he could get sued for it. Right. And he has his own stuff that, like his own ideas that he wouldn't like taken and, instituted, things like that. But I was even coming up with things like, why is it that, is it Bruce or someone Buffer that can, is the only one that can make money off of saying, let's get ready to rumble? Like, how is that even?
Oh, Michael Buffer?
Michael Buffer? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how is that even right? Like, I can't say, let's get ready to rumble.
Well, you know, you can like, say it, just not for commercial purposes.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
Here's something else, and I joked about this yesterday with you, Ian, to where if you say that you have performed the Heimlich maneuver, then you are supposed to pay like 25-cent royalty to the Heimlich estate. Now, if you call it an abdominal thrust, no royalties are needed.
But I'm not even making money off of it. Wait, how can they claim you're using a commercial purpose on that?
I don't know. I just know that when I was going through advanced first aid training, it was, I believe they called it first responder in Pennsylvania, but it was similar to like a basic EMT sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They said if you ever do that and you write in a report that you perform the Heimlich maneuver, then your employer has to pay 25 cents to the Heimlich estate.
Well, let's see here. Snopes, according to a post on 2006, several readers have asked us about a copyright or trademark associated with a Heimlich maneuver requiring royalty payment for the use of the maneuver itself. Those people, I think, have somehow picked up on a spoof from The Onion. However, a few people have asked specifically about royalties associated with use of the name. Comment, I heard an instructor at a first aid course tell me that the man that the Heimlich maneuver is named after has died, and that people are charging a fee for calling it that now. Is it true that it can't be called that anymore, and that there's some sort of fee or retribution? They say here it is true that the term Heimlich maneuver is a registered service mark of the Heimlich Institute, but I'm unsure of the implications of that fact, since the Heimlich Institute is not the exclusive provider of Heimlich maneuver services. Could someone better versed in trademark law venture an explanation? It seems to me that the Heimlich Institute's holding a service mark for Heimlich maneuver would allow them some control over commercial use of the term, but I don't know whether a textbook's using the term to describe a particular life-saving procedure would constitute a controllable use. So this is actually the beginning of a discussion thread on the Snopes forum. That was the post from Snopes that starts the thread. So maybe it's worth looking a little deeper into to those claims. But nonetheless, Kyle, anything else you want to share about your discussion?
I was just I think it's really funny. A lot of the people that will defend intellectual property, such as my friend, will also download music illegally or use programs. You know, they are like avid torrent users.
There's a lot of hypocrites out there.
Yeah, man, what burning hypocrisy!
What is that called again? When you just like you are totally separating the two, despite them being, you know, the same. There's like it's just an obvious they are separating like any sort of connection. Like the intellectual property for music somehow is allowable, but you know, but taking their ideas is not, you know, or their.
And what happens when you point that out to them?
Oh, he got mad about it. He's like, "Do we really want to go there?" I was like, "Yeah, I mean, you take that stuff, don't you?" And I gladly say, like, yeah, I downloaded this music, or I say something like, yeah, I downloaded that program, right? Quote, illegally, right? Maybe. And I don't feel bad about it, right? Because I don't believe that it's real. I don't think that the intellectual property is really there.
I think that, you know, at some point, people do hopefully will realize that they have to support the artists that they like, that they have to support the movies that they like. And obviously they are, right? Like, we've heard a bunch of fear-mongering from the Recording Industry Association and the Motion Picture Association saying...
But there was that same fear-mongering when when cassette tapes came out, when the VCR came out, to where people could record stuff at home. Oh, this is going to kill the movie industry. Nobody's going to go watch movies anymore.
We used to put a piece of scotch tape over the top of the cassette tape to cover up the little indents, because a lot of these, double cassette desk cassette radios wouldn't let you record if one of them had the indents. We put the tape over it.
Remember that.
Yeah.
I remember doing that in the 80s. And these things have been going on, but the point I was going to make was that we've heard all these scary claims about the recording industry, the motion pictures are going to lose billions of dollars, these pirates, they're ruining everything. Oh. But they're still making hundreds of millions of dollars at the box office. There's still people who are paying week after week after week to go and see movies, who are buying, DVDs, they're buying Netflix. I mean, they haven't had any kind of impact whatsoever.
And in the motion picture industry, they are very afraid of these patent trolls. My brother Josh does the FPV flying, and he got a bunch of footage years ago of Porkfest. In fact, he takes all kinds of footage of Porkfest every year. His YouTube page, I believe, is Slowjet FPV. But you guys remember Catherine and John Bleich did that Sovereign Living?
Yeah, they did a few episodes of that show.
Yeah, they did a few episodes. Well, one day Josh gets a check in the mail for a couple $100, like $225. Well, they used about, 25 seconds of Josh's video of Porkfest and one of their things. So he calls up John Bush and says, hey, I got a check from the producer, and I told you guys you were fine. You could just use, and if you wanted anything in writing, you had all rights to it. You know, it's open, basically. Yeah. Just use it. And the producers or the directors were, like, so afraid of a patent troll coming down after him, they just check and they pay it. So I think Josh actually endorsed a check to them guys and sent it back to him or something. But, yeah, it was just just like these construction guys, some of them are so scared they pay more in their income tax people with businesses just so they don't get looked at.
Kyle, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know, if we can learn more about this Heimlich maneuver thing, I'd be interested just to find out, is it really true that you can't even say it without paying? That doesn't make any sense. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. But then again, the law, in a lot of cases, doesn't make a lot of sense. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.